You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1067 The Fan. Lanville doing what he does, stirring that pot up, baby. The B. Mitch Finley AAA poll question of the day. What's more likely for the Commanders this season? Winning the division, the NFC East? The Eagles won it last year. The Cowboys won 2 years ago. There hasn't been a repeat winner in 20 years. What's more likely for Washington? Winning the division or missing the playoffs outright? I voted. I don't always vote, but I voted on this one, Lanville. I said winning the division. I don't see Washington missing the playoffs. As of now, 66% of the voters agree with me that they'll win the division. Landini, I'll come to you. It was your question.
Yeah. What you guys say, Lanville?
For me, I think it's win the division just because I kind of agree with you guys. It's the only realistic scenario for me where they don't make the playoffs is if Jaden gets injured. And even then, I think Mariota's actually a pretty solid backup, so I think they'd have a shot there too.
I tend to agree with you. Let's see what these folks on the phones think. AJ is in Arlington. AJ, what's more likely for Washington, winning the division or missing the playoffs?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think that he's going to miss the playoffs. I mean, last year was a great, great year, but I think the honeymoon's over for Mr. Daniels. You know, it's a sophomore slump, obviously, but it's big expectations. And then the schedule's
hold
a
on.
Lot.
Can I ask you, like, what is
a lot harder?
Hold on. Just slow down, Doc. I'm not hanging up on you.
Yeah.
What is your logic for thinking Jaden slows down? Like, give me a sound reason why you believe that.
Well, honestly, I think he's an unbelievable player. I had him like an offensive player of the year, and I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, so I really appreciate you guys taking my call, listening to you guys all the time.
I was about
to say
that you were a Cowboys fan, so you started talking.
Yeah, no. So I appreciate. I listen to you guys all the time. I mean, I got a lot of respect for the team last year with you guys, and I think he's gonna just drop off because naturally, I mean, people have the tape on him now. I think he's gonna be good, but the schedule is harder. I mean, and then Dak wasn't even healthy last year, and he's gonna be healthy. Like, yeah, we lost Micah, but I think it's just gonna be a little bit tougher. People aren't just gonna. I mean, last year, but he is an unbelievable player. Like, it's not gonna be. I just think. I think it's going to be missing the playoffs, and then he's going to have a good career. It's kind of like a Justin Herbert almost. But yeah, I just don't think he has the weapons still around him. Too much, like, not really.
He got more weapons this year than he had last year. What are you talking about?
Say that again?
He has more weapons this year than he had last year.
Yeah, I mean, you're right with Debo. I mean, and McLaurin is good.
Hey, I
too,
know,
so.
Man. You try to make sure you seem fair, but you know you just hate because you're a Cowboy fan. Come on, dog. Let's be real.
We're the most valuable fans. I want to be called MVF, most valuable fans, because we haven't won in 19, 20 years, but we're the most valuable team. So I think Jerry's actually.
No, y'all just foolish. Y'all just keep
Doug,
giving that man all that money so he can keep doing stupid stuff. Nah.
Does the value of the team help you at all? Like
you have no value when it comes down to what Jerry making over there.
Thank you for the call.
But,
man. Thank you for listening.
We're the ones that make.
Man,
it.
Call somebody in Dallas with that crap you're talking about, man. You tell them, hate on my man just because you're a Cowboy fan. Think we gonna listen to your logic?
Let's go to Zeke Zeke, what's more likely, win the division or miss the playoffs, bro?
Hey, first of all, I told you guys by not taking those stupid Cowboys.
As soon as he started talking, I knew he was a Cowboy fan, but I was waiting for it.
I knew he was too, Brian. And look, he's trying to justify. Come on, man. And if you were to ask him, what do you think Dallas is going to do? Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Oh, come on. Yeah. Anyway, man, yeah, we're more likely to win the division. Like you guys said, there hasn't been a back-to-back in 20 years, so I think that's in favor of us. Plus, I think Philly's going to have that Super Bowl slump. They're going to step back, not a lot, but a little bit, just enough for us to overtake them. And I just can't see the Cowboys or the Giants, you know, having a better record with all of what we have. So, but anyway, yeah, I'll probably see you guys. You're going to be at MGM tonight. I'll see you there.
All right, man. We'll be there. appreciate it, Zeke. We'll keep these phone lines going. Andrew is in Rockville. Phones are open, 800-636-1067. Andrew, what's more likely, miss the playoffs or win the division?
Actually, to be honest, I have it real close, but I actually have them missing the playoffs, to be honest. My logic being is like, okay, so we got the – I don't see, unless there's injuries, like the Eagles, Lions, Packers, Tampa Bay, Rams, or 49ers missing. So that means that the last spot is being a competition between either the Falcons, the Vikings, or the Commanders. And I just feel like the schedule's a little bit tougher for the Commanders than the other two.
Let me ask you a question. You say you don't see the Vikings missing, all right?
No, the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers.
The Lions lost two. They lost two coordinators. The Packers, we don't know what could happen with them too.
I think if you want to say the Packers, I think that's a safe place.
I'm just saying, but the Lions still, I mean, they've been good for the last 3 years now. It's not guaranteed they're going to keep being good. Eventually, that stuff goes the other side too. If we're going to say that Washington's going to just drop back, well, some of these other teams are going to drop back as well.
So, I appreciate the call, bro. Thank you. Let's look at it. Last year, you had seven playoff teams in the NFC. Lions were the 1 seed. Eagles were the 2 seed. Bucks were the 3 seed. Rams were the 4 seed. Washington, the 6. The Vikings, the 5. And then the Packers, the 7. Looking at all these teams, that NFC North is a beast. I still like Detroit. They lost both coordinators. They still have Dan Campbell, still have the quarterback, still have Gibbs, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, David Montgomery, Aiden Hutchinson should be back healthy. I like the Lions. Could they take a step back and not be the 1 seed? Yes. I don't see the Lions missing the playoffs, though. Does that sound fair?
Makes sense. But, like, if you're saying that the North is a wagon, basically, hell, they could get beat up in their own division. Green Bay's good now. People are expecting the Bears to be better. The Vikings are still there. Why we just automatically accept that the Lions is going to keep doing what they've been doing?
Lanville had a good comment about Detroit. In the text thread, he said,
we
went up to Detroit and whooped that ass in the playoffs.
And we went to Tampa and whooped that ass. What makes people think, like, this is my thing. That dude probably was another Chargers fan. I just let them talk today. Everyone wants to justify Washington's regression by saying they're going to take a step back, this, that, and the other. But nobody says that about any other teams.
So let's run through the playoff teams. I think the Lions, let's just say more questions than Washington returning, right? I think the Lions have more questions. I think they might have more overall talent, but I think they've got more questions. The 2 seed was the Eagles. They lost their offensive coordinator, but I don't think the Eagles are really damn good. The Eagles, there's a reason they're favored to win the division.
Okay.
There's a reason they're probably favored to win the NFC. Go to the 3 seed, the Bucks. They lost their offensive coordinator, have some injuries on the O-line. Godwin, you're unsure about. But I think the Bucks, you could believe in again, especially in an NFC South where the Saints look bad, the Panthers look bad. Hard to know what the Falcons are. I like Penix, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks look like a division winner, which means they're going to be a top 4 seed.
Okay.
The Rams, busy offseason. Add Davante Adams.
You don't know if their quarterback can stand up.
I think the Rams, there's a lot to like, except Matt Stafford's back might be broken.
If Matt Stafford's back's hurting, then I'm not much thinking about the Rams right now.
Five seed, Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, basically a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connell has done great work with quarterbacks there. Sam Darnold looked all world. I think there's plenty of reasons to like the Vikings. You got KOC back. Wes Phillips is their OC. Brian Flores is back as their DC. There's lots of reasons to like the Vikings. But
they do have a rookie quarterback.
They have a rookie quarterback.
So
you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know that it's going to be bad, right? Like people said last year, Washington had a rookie quarterback. Worked out pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a question to me. Washington at six, I don't think there are that many questions. They were good last year, largely brought everything back and added more.
Yeah.
Like, and then if you want to talk about seven is the Packers. I think the Packers could be better. Adding Micah Parsons helps.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love did have thumb surgery a couple weeks ago. This is his non-throwing hand. The Packers add.
I might grab it on the pile. You never know.
They finally add a first-round wide receiver in Matthew Golden. I like the Packers a lot. I think they look better. If you go just kind of further down the NFC, like if we're expecting this regression, means somebody has to jump up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? The Niners rebound?
That's not a guarantee. See, the Niners now are in a position where they just paid their quarterback. They had a lot of main guys coming off of injury, and they're older.
And they have a lot of guys currently injured.
And they're older. So just to automatically assume the Lions are going to just jump back up, that's not always
the
good.
The Niners, yeah. I think the Seahawks are a team that could take a step up.
Okay.
I think that defense is good. I really like their coach. But they're counting on Sam Darnold. They won 10 games last year and missed the playoffs.
So KOC does a good job with quarterback. Who's the quarterback coach there?
It's a fair question.
Okay.
Right?
Sam Darnold has – in his career, he's been bad no more than he's been good.
Significantly.
Last year was his first year really being good.
Significantly.
So if you are making a bet, are you betting that he's going to be what he was last year or what he's been the rest of his career?
I mean, you can look at these things lots of ways, but I think that's a really, really fair question. You keep going, because if you want to suggest there will be this regression by Washington, which you and I both don't agree with, then you've got to tell me who is going to jump up and take that spot. I think neither of us believe in the Saints or the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Panthers could show some growth and get to like an 8-win season, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're making the playoffs. Do you believe in Arizona? Do you believe in Kyler in that operation?
Well, Arizona don't believe in Kyler. They are questioning anybody getting done with that one.
So you get to a place, if you really think Washington's going to regress and miss the playoffs, who's going to make them? Dallas? If Dak stays healthy, Dallas can be a really explosive offensive team. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's Dallas. Maybe it's the Bears, if you believe in Ben Johnson and Caleb, and they have some real pieces out there. Is it Atlanta? Could Atlanta hop up? If Penix is a baller, I wouldn't discount Atlanta. And then it's Seattle, Arizona, San Fran. Like, for me, if you're just looking at this question of Lanfield's question, the AAA poll, B. Mitchell Finley poll of the day question, what's more likely to miss the playoffs or win the division? I just don't think missing the playoffs is that likely. Somebody's got to take their spot. Who's mm-hmm. taking their spot?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And somebody would have to take their spot and the spot below them. And that means Green Bay can't win the division.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
We'll see.
Our boy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew? What's more likely, winning
JP.
The division or missing the playoffs?
I think it's more, just like you, I think there's no way we're missing the playoffs. And I'd like your analysis. The reason I think that, you know, to build on your analysis, is the East, I believe you're going to get one playoff team from the South and the West, because unless a weak team makes it, and the East and the North play each other. So, you know, every NFC East team plays itself, all the North guys play each other, and then the two divisions play each other. So that's going to level things out, and I think we're going to see Washington in at least the wild card, if not the division champ. I just don't see any way that they're not. That's not happening, because the schedules are tough, but they're tough for all the teams. And so I think that's missed in the dialogue, is we got to remember who's playing who this year. And frankly, I think Philly and Washington are the class of the East and the class of the NFC. And I think we're going to run through the North. I expect 3-1 against the North for both Washington and the Eagles. And that'll give Washington and the Eagles both at least a wild card. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you, Drew. And I'll be there tonight.
All right, great. We'll see you at MGM, bud. Let's get Carlos and Manassas on the line. Carlos, what's more likely for you?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you.
It's likelier that they won't win the conference championship. They won't make the conference championship game. And I'm kind of like, I'm still trying to get over the fact that Dallas Cowboy fan had the nerve to call in. I hope the Eagles drop the banner, and I hope they place the banner on top of their team, and it drops on top of them like a giant green roll of toilet paper. Jeez, man. But, no, you know, this sophomore slump, you know, the way this term is being thrown around, this applies to regular quarterbacks. I'll tell you how fiercely competitive Jaden is. He played with barbecued ribs and still made the conference championship. He is that fierce. He's so competitive. He's not your regular guy. There's not going to be a sophomore slump. He's going to continue doing what he's doing, and I think it's going to be scary how much better he's gotten. So that's what I got to say about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, bud.
I like that call.
We have a man of the cloth is on the line, a man close to divinity. Rev T is on the line. Reverend, what is more likely, missing the playoffs or winning the division for the 2025 Washington Commanders?
JP, B. Mitch, my 107 fan, family, my commander nation. You know, the last couple of days, JP, I've been listening to the conversations, the call-ins, and the doubt that people have been having when it comes to the Washington Commanders this upcoming season. But what really made me call, I said to myself, I wasn't going to say nothing to nobody. I was going to kind of be silent. But when you got a Dallas Cowboy fan calling, infiltrating, it triggered me. And it made me say, I got to call my brothers. I got to call and talk to my people. I got to talk to my sisters. And I started to ask the question to you once again. Why not us with our offense? Why not us with our defense? Why not us with our special teams? See, I started that question last year, and you saw the result. So after everything that happened, see, we've been so conditioned. We've been in the wilderness so long, JP. But last year, we came out of the wilderness. We had new hands. We had new feet. Guess what? We had a new spirit in the commanding nation, in the burgundy saying. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all better stay out to the Commanders. Get your mind right. Get ready for Sunday because it's football time, baby. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who I am. The people's hype man. And I ain't never sold my words for none of them bammers. Stay with me. Red T. Why not us? Why not us? March with me. Ow! Love somebody.
Thank you, Reverend.
I think Rev has broken his microphone on his phone. So, hey, when you speak, you got a hole in it. That's how he sounded a little bit.
That was a hell of a call.
Rev is he's intense, though, boy.
I love the Reverend's intensity.
The question is, like, I get those, like, everyone just assume everything's going to go bad. Why not think that everything could go right?
What if it goes really right? What if it goes?
If it goes really right, then, you know, hey.
You know where things went really right?
Partying.
Things went really right last Saturday in College Park, Maryland. Mike Locksley is the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, going to join us next. Got to ask Locks about this young man playing quarterback, Malik Washington. What I can definitively tell you, though, football is finally here. And if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only, know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool, man. The result of a bet is never a reason to jump online and start harassing coaches, start harassing athletes. Don't be that guy. It's lame behavior. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.